Governor Ned Lamont has appointed new commissioners to lead state agencies, which means Dr. Raul Pino will soon be leaving his post at the Department of Public Health. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard sat down with him during his last week in office to talk about the state's future.
Medium cardboard boxes take up the surface of a side table in Dr. Raul Pino's office. The boxes are filled with picture frames, certificates, documents, and other items that for the last 3 years have decorated the room. Pino is spending his last few days in office as commissioner of the Department of Public Health by taking care of loose ends and preparing a smooth transition for the incoming commissioner. He says it's been busy, especially at this time in the legislative session.
It's rewarding to see that at the time that you are concluding your term, there are policies that are going to come into place that we have fought for a long time, and that will set Connecticut to be a better place to live, play, and work.
Pino leaves office at a busy time for public health in Connecticut. He says initiatives like raising the tobacco purchase age to 21, adding more types of child vaccinations, and addressing the quality of drinking water are just some of the things getting more traction this year. He hopes the department continues to focus on programs around preventing and treating chronic illnesses like asthma, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and on reducing the rate of teen pregnancy. And Pino says the way to do that is
by moving and addressing funding issues, moving into those directions.
Former Governor Dan Malloy appointed Pino as acting commissioner in December of 2015. He was confirmed as commissioner 2 months later. He and the department have worked on improving and expanding health programs and services, but Pino says things like health disparities among racial groups and the expensiveness of health care continue to be areas of public health that need more attention.
The time has to come where we as a society have to realize that it's important for all of us that all of us are healthier. Because then we pay.
Pino doesn't exactly know where he's headed next. He hopes to stay in Connecticut, which has been his home since migrating from Cuba in 1995. But he also says,
I always have several plans for everything in my life. And that comes from public health. You have to prepare for, you know, different eventualities.
Pino will leave office at the end of the week. His successor, Renee Coleman Mitchell, will begin her job as commissioner of the Department of Public Health on April 1st. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.